646 of the Mike Calvin Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Carmen, what do we have to give away today at Sporgle?
We have a lot of stuff. So we have tickets for Journey, who's going to be in Orlando, / 30 Seconds to Mars, Jane's Addiction, and the Marley Brothers.
All right, you'll have your choice of tickets if you are the winner of Sporkle. Let's do that right now. Here we go. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper.
Michael, I want you to know.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
We'll tell everybody.
Galvin is going for 3 in a row today.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, I know.
Activated. Deactivated.
All right. Well, time to check in with Carmen to find out what we're playing today. Carmen, what are we playing?
Okay, today we're going to be playing 6-letter words in 1990s songs. Okay, so I'm going to give you a song title from the 90s. You're going to give me the missing 6-letter word.
All right.
Okay? Pretty simple. Yep.
All right.
Your first one, Be My Baby.
Tonight.
Mariah Carey.
Darling.
Blank, Be My Baby.
Oh, I don't know.
I know it is too.
What?
No, go ahead.
Are we done? No. Always.
Always.
You know
I thought
you
it was
can...
please.
No, it's always.
Oh, is it always? Okay.
Yeah. And Gio, you know you can answer when the buzzer's going off and you get it at the buzzer.
No, I answered before.
Oh, you already answered. Okay. My bad. Your next one. When I come
around,
Gio, 2, 1, 3. Spice no? Girls.
Oh,
2, 1.
Become
against.
Become, Galvin. On knee.
Bend.
Galvin. 1 second. Sorry, it froze. Oh, come on. Of Life, Elton John.
Circle.
Yes, Pap.
Michael.
Mike is
no
the point.
Way. He's there even. Yeah.
Finis gets it.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. That was integrity. Was
integrity. Thank you.
He gives the wrong answer. He goes integrity.
It's all back to me now.
Coming.
Gio got 2 comings.
Yeah.
No point to you.
I heard Galvin.
Your next one, Of Love, Billy Idol.
Cradle.
Mike. Of Gold.
Heart.
Sting.
Fields.
Galvin. Santa.
Baby.
Everclear.
Monica.
Galvin and Pap, we're halfway there.
Everybody was thinking
hard.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking Rhea. Santa Rhea.
Michael has a single point. Spanish also with 1. Gio with 2 points. Galvin is your leader right now. He's winning with 4.
Oh, boy.
All right. We're playing 6-letter words from these 1990s songs. Your next one, Nose.
Nobody.
Galvin. Shiny, happy
people.
Mike. Karma.
Police.
Gio.
Ooh, judge.
That was Galvin.
Thank you.
What?
You are so intimidated by
that. You got
that was me.
Not by you.
Nah. Oh, man.
It's because I dogged him early on. That's why.
That's what you get.
Galvin gets the point.
Ridiculous.
Fly. The Super. Offspring.
Super.
Blank Fly.
Yeah.
Pretty Fly.
Yeah.
Nope.
So it wasn't Super the second time somebody said
it? No,
I'm an idiot.
No.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
Point Michael.
Yes. Give me 1
chance.
Reason, Mike Helta. Of the Mac.
Return.
Mike. The of the Night. Corona.
Middle.
Rhythm.
The rhythm.
This is the rhythm of the night. Oh, yeah.
A bunch of douchebags.
Your next one, girl, garbage, blank girl, six-letter word.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yes, Galvin. And Pap.
Oh.
We're on the list. Three.
Uh-oh. Scumbag.
Spanish has a single point. Gio with 2 points. Michael with 6. And Galvin is your leader right now. He's winning with 7.
Oh.
He's literally throwing the game. Tight. Look at him.
All right. Six-letter words from these 1990 songs. Last three. Here we go. Girls. LFO.
Party. Summer.
Summer.
Damn it.
Mike.
Tied it up.
Black.
Oh.
Alana Miles.
Velvet.
Velvet. Oh!
Mike.
I could not think of it.
All right, come on. Here we go.
And the last one. Mike is up by 1.
Yep.
There it is.
Whoop.
Spanish.
Your final score, Gio and Spanish both had 2 points, Galvin with 7, and Michael squeaked the win out. He's your winner by 8.
I mean, I came back from nothing to win. Yeah. Don't be like I squeaked it out.
Well, I mean, I was just trying to make an interesting.
Good try, Joe. Yeah.
The worst.
Good try, Joe.
The worst.
What? Screw you, Gio.
I put your 20 under the pot outside.
I mean, I stayed out of that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was 100% me, but that's all right.
Oh, I don't think so. It doesn't matter.
You can think whatever you want.
Yeah.
The judge said it was me.
I mean, but even Joe says that he doesn't give it to Gio because Gio's mean to him.
Yeah, he admits it.
I'll give it.
Yeah, 100%.
He admits that he's not fair and impartial, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely impartial.
Certainly not filled with integrity.
Yeah, and Joe gets very intimidated by Galvin.
That's not true at all.
That is 100% true.
That's not
you want to know what integrity is? Integrity is Spanish getting yelled at for taking a dump in my toilet. And instead of saying, it wasn't me, he was like, I'm sorry.
I apologize. I said,
that's integrity.
Yeah, damn right.
You.
Is it, though? Because, what? Like, we don't. All know that it's Spanish. Like,
right, but he could have, you know what I mean? Like, tried.
If there was long blonde hair in here, we wouldn't go, hey, Gio, what are you doing with long? We'd go, that was probably Carmen.
Integrity.
Know, yeah. Well, you don't have to belittle my integrity. You could jump on his belittling. Yeah. You know?
It's not integrity.
I'm saying that was integrity where Joe is definitely intimidated right. by Galvin.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm.
Joe's intimidated by everyone.
No, I love Galvin. He owns my house. I appreciate it.
Joe thinks integrity is when you don't pay attention and everybody gives you the answer.
Right, he thinks he has integrity because right. he doesn't really understand what it means.
All right. All right.
It is funny, though, sometimes when we go to you as the judge and you do this face, huh?
What?
Yeah. It's like you weren't listening.
Integrity?
You know, in fairness, I don't know what the answers are. Yeah.
You always say that, but that makes no sense.
Know.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You just need to hear who answers first.
I know, but sometimes people answer and it's wrong, and I don't know what the answer is. So
yeah, and if it's wrong, they don't get the point.
I get that, Carmen.
Yeah,
but you
I get kind of what he's saying, but it doesn't really make all that much sense. I'll be honest with you, this may just because I'm in the middle of playing, but when you two answered, I thought that you got it, and then you said it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's, I think, a matter of what you're thinking about at the time, mm-hmm. and also, like, I just knew he said it. I heard it start before I said it. So, yeah.
And we look each other in the eyes when we say it.
There's times when I feel like I'm way ahead of everybody, so it's hard to tell.
Gio the other day 100% knows that he wasn't first on it, and Joe said Gio, and he goes, okay.
Yeah.
That's not intense.
Can't argue with the judge.
That's not intense.
Listen, make them upset every day.
I will tell you. I will tell you if it's somebody else. I'm like, nah, that wasn't me. That was, you know, whoever.
Well, I feel very, very strong with my
streak.
Yep.
You got it. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Mike. It's Neil.
What is his name, sir?
Neil.
How you doing, Neil? Good. Hold on, Neil. You're the winner. I don't even know. That was line 7, Carmen.
Got it.
Not really sure what Neil's deal was. Neil, another name probably on its way out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of Neils.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Not under 50, you don't get a lot of Neils.
Yeah, but just wait. There will be like a TV show or something that comes out with a lead character named Neil, and then it'll get brought back, because that's what kind of always happens.
I think Neil went by the wayside after the Bob and Neil joke. Oh, there's Bob and Neil.
I was just watching a sketch that, what's his name, did? From Saturday Night, Bill Hader.
Yeah.
And he was talking to the doorman, and he was like, I'm your doorman. And he goes, I know that your son Avi likes science and this and that. And I thought, who picks the name Avi?
Do you know what I mean? People?
I am, but just for a weird, for a, like, you should have been your son Bobby or your son Tommy or I don't know. It just seems like they went a long way.
Family name.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird thing that to hear Keenan say Avi. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he'd be thinking of that.
It's interesting naming children because you want something fairly unique or maybe a family name or whatever it is. But I got to tell you, if you tell me your kid's name and I have to have you repeat it, same with band names. If it's a band name and you say it and I go, what is it? It's not a good name. You know, it's not.
Oh, maybe you're just not familiar with it.
But that's not a good name.
Well, why do you want to have a common name?
Not necessarily common, but that we've heard of at least.
Like what? Like, give me an example. Like, if I said my son's name is, or my daughter's name is Velvet.
Velvet is a word that I've heard before.
Yeah. Right.
If you said my daughter's name is Shulushu,
then I go, I gotcha. Huh? I gotcha.
Okay. And you're not foreign? You know what I mean? Yeah, then I go, what's going on with that?
Tigrania?
Yeah,
I gotcha. Okay. All right. I thought you meant like Apple.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's just your, just picking a word and making it a name, and it's different, but at least you've heard of that thing before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if the this is my son,
spell it,
Louis C.K. used to have a bit about that whenever he would put their name in at a restaurant, and he goes, and they never say it, they're just like, John's 45. So he goes, I would just tell him my name is so they just yell at him. Oh, that's us.
I didn't like them. I didn't like it, but I wish I had a cool name because I have a very common name, Mike. And I always thought it would be cool to have one of those just offbeat names. When I have kids, I'm going to name my kids something crazy. And then my uncle died, so I named my son after my uncle, Joe. And so he just got Joey. Juliana was really named after Juliana Rancic, not after her, but her, she was the inspiration. Neither one of them got really crazy names, but I thought that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Or at least a crazy middle name, but my wife wouldn't have it. She was not down with
it. Yeah, but Juliana is a name that you've heard, certainly, but I don't think I've ever met a Juliana.
See, Juliana has three Julianas in her school, and they all spell their name the same way.
So and it's probably a much more popular name now. Yeah, for sure.
But but I would have wanted to name Joey something like, remember, I wanted to name Darth.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been cool.
Or Vader.
Can you imagine now if Joey's name was Darth?
Dude.
How great that would be.
It would be amazing.
I mean, he would just be a big kid going into college. His name is Darth.
Yeah.
Would it be like Darth Joey? And then he would be like, I'm going to go by Joey, Dad.
No, his name is going to be Darth Calta.
Yeah.
No middle name.
No middle name.
Oh, awesome. You're a jerk. What? Just because you don't have a middle name? You know how bad you feel left out when we talk about middle names? And you're like, my brother has one, my dad has one, they didn't give me one. You're going to do that to your son?
Left out. I feel like it's just weird that they gave everybody else one except for me.
If you would have named him Darth Michael Calta, then he can go by DMC.
That'd be pretty
cool. That's pretty cool.
That would have been cool.
And then whenever you got mad at him, you could yell, run, DMC, then just start chasing him.
I just think at any time, whether it be sports or any, even him walking up the aisle for graduation, Darth Calta.
It is wild how it turns out where a quarterback has a quarterback's name or a race car driver has a race car driver's name. Yeah, it just works.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy Joe Johnson, the race car driver. Yeah, I don't know. Darth Calta, hockey player, would have been great. Darth Calta, safety or somebody that was just crushing quarterbacks would have been awesome.
Although I think you would get a lot of, what's your name, Darth? Garth?
Yeah.
You'd get a lot of that.
Yeah, probably that would happen too.
Garth's not a bad name. It's just old.
But it's also, you immediately think Wayne's World.
Yeah, 100%.
And you think of that Garth.
Yeah.
If your name is Darth Calta, you're the... Imperial March is your ringtone.
Everything.
Right. Everything.
Yeah. Or you completely shun Star Wars and you don't watch the movie.
Yeah.
What's your name? Yeah. Like Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Or people say that to you, like Star Wars, and you go, like, what?
What is it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what that is.
Never heard of it.
I watched an interview with Adam Driver. He's so removed from Star Wars. Like, he knows he had to do it, but he's not proud of it. But I saw a thing where they were like, he has his lightsaber and all this. He's got a full costume, he said. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Who is that?
Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah. Right,
well,
yeah.
Harrison Ford was like that for years.
But
he didn't want to talk about Star Wars. He was talking about Han Solo and all that stuff. Wouldn't do any of the stuff with the fans. And then he came around that lad when those new movies came out.
Did he say why? He just hated it? Or?
I don't recall. I think he just like, yeah, it was a part of my life and I did that. And
because it's so huge and you're doing all these other movies and people are talking about Star Wars all the time. And you're like, yeah, I did Witness. I did the, you know, all these other things that you're not talking about because you're talking about Star Wars. It's like, Jesus.
Better franchise. Indiana Jones or Star Wars?
Indiana Jones.
Oh, come on.
I'm saying better, not like what you like better. I mean, it's clearly that Star Wars is bigger.
Star Wars, for sure.
I think I like Indiana Jones better now.
No, those movies are overrated.
Just only because the last three Star Wars movies really turned me off.
The last three Indiana Jones movies sucked, too.
I haven't seen any of them. I haven't watched those.
I
didn't even watch that one.
I tried.
Last Crusade's not that great.
Last Crusade.
I like the first one.
I like the third one. The second one's like Mola Ram.
Temple of Doom was dumb.
I know, but it was just, it was not as cool. It was so exaggerated with the bugs and all
that. He rips his heart.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. Short Round. I like Short Round.
Who played young Indiana Jones?
I know.
Oh, I do know this. Phoenix. Yep, River Phoenix.
Was it the show? Because I remember there was a show. There was the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, I think.
Yeah.
It's on Disney
Plus.
That
was not River Phoenix.
That was in the movie.
The Temple of
Junior.
Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Remember when they thought Shia LaBeouf was going to be the next Indiana Jones?
And then he beat up with some woman.
But he was in the movie, wasn't he? He played his kid or something.
They were going to have him like take the franchise on kind of thing, and he just went crazy.
Yeah, he did.
And then made Peanut Butter Falcon.
He's not cool enough. He's not.
No.
Like Harrison Ford is a very much a man and handsome and you know what I mean? Like he's
Hollywood smart,
cool, you know, where he's like a kid and you're like, oh, shut up, idiot. Yeah. You're not pulling anyone's heart out.
Glenn Powell, new Indiana Jones.
Yeah, 100%. New James Bond. I love Glenn Powell.
He's the guy now.
Yeah. Glenn Powell is too like perfect for every movie. You know what I mean? Like something about him, like Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling is good looking and in great shape, but he's his own look. Like Glenn Powell looks like somebody drew him.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling is in what's that movie about the housing crash?
Big Short.
I watched a little of that. Oh, it was great. On TBS today, and Ryan Gosling is just a small but great part in that movie.
It's funny, Harrison Ford, you know, they were in Blade Runner together, the newer one, Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling. And I saw an interview the other day, old one, where it was with Ellen DeGeneres, and she goes, do you have any nicknames or anything? And he goes, Harrison Ford calls me Brian. He goes, I don't know if that's a nickname or he just doesn't know my name. I thought that was so funny.
All right, Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, give him the D, Baraboo, and we determine that was a lie.
Oh boy. All right. Galvin Edge News, we'll dive right into that next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Caltic Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.